Hi, Gone Wild Audio. This is not so much vanilla. I thought that I would do the Proust-style questionnaire. I thought I was going to have time to record something else this weekend, but I guess that didn't happen, so maybe tomorrow? I guess we'll see. In the meantime, here's the questionnaire. I guess we'll give it a shot and see what happens. Question number one, what's your gender and sexual orientation? Gender is female. I hope that's clear. And sexual orientation? Well, that's a little less clear. I am mostly straight, I guess? Or not quite straight? I don't know. I like women. I've been with women. I would like to be again. I'm definitely in a heterosexual marriage, and, I don't know. I get turned on by women by all means, but, I would miss, I get really turned on by men too. So I guess we'll say sort of straight-ish bi or bi-ish straight. Yeah, that's what we'll go with. question number two, what gets you turned on? So many things. I like to be controlled and dominated a little bit. You know, it's one of those things that I have a hard time sort of giving up and like giving in to, except for, you know, a couple of specific, you know, specifics. But yeah, I get really turned on by being under somebody else's control. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so many things. There are so many things that turn me on, but that's at least right now kind of one of the biggies. If you ask me this question again in 6 months, the answer will probably be different. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? See, I think it would be fun, honestly. I think I like to try new things. I like to try new things, but I really, you know, if it's not enjoyable, I'm not going to do it. And if it is enjoyable, I see no reason to not do it, or no reason. I see all reasons to do it. I like to laugh a lot. I don't know. I like games a lot. That's those, the 100-to-1 challenge is just nothing but fun to me because it's something that I can win at, which is always entertaining. Question number four, what is your favorite sexual act? I really like getting fucked really hard. I like dick in me. I like to give blowjobs. I love going down on women. Oh my goodness. I love that. I love all kinds of things, but I guess really at the end of the day, like, you know, the kind of thing where, like, you come home from work and you're just exhausted and you've had the worst day ever, the thing that would make you feel better, for me, that is getting fucked really hard. Yeah. Let's see. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I have a weakness for intelligence. I love funny. Oh my goodness, you make me laugh, and I am just putty. and perceptiveness is the other thing. I know a couple of people that seem to have this, like, superpower where they can get in your head, and I don't know how it happens. I don't know how, but it is intoxicating. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like somebody that turns me on mentally as well as physically. Mostly mentally, to be honest. Yeah. And then I guess the other thing, honestly, I am a dancer, so a man that can move his body. Yeah. So many things. So many qualities in a lover can turn me on. It just depends on the person, the context, and where I am in my own head at the time. Number six, what's your idea of a good sexual encounter? Everybody gets out of it what they wanted to get out of it, I guess. I don't even necessarily think everybody needs to get off, because there are times when I truly do not want to get off. I just want to have my face fucked. You know, that happens every now and again. So, and then there are other times when I'm feeling really greedy and, and I just want to get off, you know. I think that if everybody gets out of it what they wanted, then it's good. If that is, I don't know, sometimes that involves a level of power exchange. Sometimes that involves, just silliness from start to finish, you know. Sometimes that involves, I don't know, any number of things. Basically, what's my idea of a good sexual encounter? Everybody's treated with at least dignity, if not respect, depending on if that's your deal. And everybody gets out of it what they need. Yeah. Number seven, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Okay, let's tackle the prepare yourself first. Are we talking physically or mentally or emotionally or what? If we're talking physically, obviously, you know, personal grooming, showers, shaving, etc. if we're talking mentally, I listen to a lot of GWA. I do a lot of, you know, I'll read erotica or I'll just kind of think sexy thoughts or, yeah, basically just trying to put sex on my brain. It's pretty much how I prepare myself. What's my favorite color to wear? I have very, very red hair, so I like to wear green a lot. It looks really good with my skin. Or peach, like that sort of pinky, peachy, orangey kind of color. That's one of my favorites. I like it a lot. Question number eight. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, actor, actress, etc. Okay, so this one's tricky for me, because I don't really do that. But, oh my god, this is the weirdest. Okay, so I am not a comic book person, but I am a comic book movie person. I love comic book movies. So I'm gonna say Iron Man. Okay, and here's why. The Tony Stark character is very, very intelligent, which we've already established is kind of a deal for me. I like that a lot. And the other thing is that arrogance is, oh, just delicious. Oh, I don't know what it is. I like a little bit of arrogance. I like that a lot. So I'm going with Tony Stark / Iron Man. There you go. Question number nine. Who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, significant other, teacher, anyone in your life currently? My husband. He's extremely open-minded. He can push all of my buttons. Those stories that I've been kind of doing lately, he was in them. yeah, he's very sexy. Yeah. And he knows who his wife is and he doesn't mind, I guess. He doesn't mind that I'm on GWA. He doesn't mind. And he still finds little ways to surprise me and make me feel very sexy. And then, okay, so I, and you know, there's a couple of guys and girls on GWA. I think they know who they are at this point, but, there are a couple of internet friends that kind of get me going. Not kind of, that seriously get me going. And then as cliche as it sounds, I have definitely had a crush and or crushes on some of my dance coaches. So, yeah, that's a little cliche to get turned on by the dance teacher, but it is what it is. That happens. Yeah. Question number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? My first name. Sometimes my first name and my last name. Yeah. The kind of community that I spend my personal time in is very, I don't want to say superficial because it's just a functional deal. You know, we meet so many people throughout the month, year, whatever, that most people don't really learn each other's names all that much. I am sweetie, honey, and darling for, I don't know, a couple of hours a day, every day, all the time. So when somebody actually looks me in the eye and says my name, it is very hot. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. That, and I don't give, you know, there aren't a whole lot of people that know my name in the world. You know, like I said, I spend most of my time being sweetie or honey or some nonsense like that. So, yeah, I like to hear my first name. Yeah. Let's see. Number 11, which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn star-sized cum shots, being super flexible, etc. Well, you know, I am super flexible, so that's not really an issue. You know, I think probably I would like no gag reflex. That sounds good. You know, I'm pretty good there, but there's always room for more. Or rather, I wish there was always room for more. Also, it is late on a Sunday night and I'm getting punchy. Okay, I think the real one, though, would probably be just the ability to come at the drop of a hat. There are times when, you know, I can have a lot, and then there are times where my body's just not going to cooperate, and I wish that I had the ability to eliminate those not going to cooperate moments. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. Question number 12, how did you find out about GWA, and why did you start posting? Okay, I found out about GWA because I was on another website, and there was a contributor on that website that directed me to his SoundCloud account, and from there I saw tags that said GWA, and I had to find out what that was. So I did a little research and then found my way here, and I found heaven, because I'm definitely an audiophile. I used to play music when I was a kid. I'm very keyed into sound, so when I found out about GWA, it was awesome. Why did I start posting? Well, okay, so I had been kind of looking for an excuse or a catalyst to post for a little while, I guess, and I can't really resist a good challenge. So Derek from Washington did a sort of challenge to say he wanted to hear somebody that could Edge for half an hour before coming. And, you know, I was really nervous about posting. I didn't, like, I was initially just gonna just try it on my own and see if it worked and not record it necessarily, but, you know, see if I could do it, like a personal thing or something. But I was sort of, I guess, dared or challenged or something by one of my friends, and, you know, my husband actually told me that he wanted to hear me do it too. So I don't know. And the thing is that when I am told to do something sexually by him, I can't not. Like, it's just, it's not in my power. I can't do it. So he says post, so I post. Yeah. That's, my husband made me do it. And my friend made me do it. Yeah, I don't know. You know, like I said, I'd been kind of looking for an excuse to post anyway, and I was looking for the nerve, because I am, after all, a coward, but I really like to do things that scare the crap out of me. Just, like, my bucket list includes things like jumping out of planes and, you know, swimming with sharks and learning to surf, you know, stuff like that. So why not do something like, you know, have an orgasm into a recorder and put it on the internet? It's a bold move, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope to do more. I like it. Yeah. Question number 13. What's your dirtiest fantasy? So many. You know, the one that I'm kind of enjoying right now is, you know, I'm not going to give away too many details because I may tell you about this one formally later on. But let's just say it involves a not so much vanilla and two other players. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. Question number 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail? Oh, there's so many to choose from, honestly. Like, I recorded two of the kinkier sexual experiences that I've had, actually. So the one that was the three-way in Vegas with one of my best friends, that one was pretty kinky. Yeah, as it turns out, that was a lot of fun, too. And then the date night that I actually just posted last, I think it was, I mean, date night was really only, like, a week or two ago, 2 weeks, maybe, and I just posted about it a couple of days ago, so you might want to check that out. But, yeah, that's probably the kinkiest sex I've ever had. I hope to have some more, though. I'd like to change that answer every now and again. Question number 15. What's your favorite part of your body and why? Well, I love my... Let's see, are we talking sexually or are we just talking my favorite part of my body? Because if we're just talking my favorite part of my body, I have to say it's my legs, for what they can do for me. I'm grateful for my ability to move every day. Yeah. I think I like my back, to tell you the truth. I think that it's pretty, and I'm strong, which I like, and I have a tattoo sort of square in the middle of my back. Yeah, I'd have to say my back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess that's my Q&A. We're going on 20 minutes at this point, so, yeah. Happy, I guess, Monday, everybody, and I will talk to you soon.